Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's 12:30 a.m. February 19th, 2015. That means today is Thursday. This is Thursday morning, and I'm not usually here this time of the morning, but my mind told me to do a early morning show. Normally, I'm asleep by this time. But this is Black History Month, as you know. And this entire month, I've been really busy trying to get people working. And so what I do is reach out to people where I think they are. I've been all over social networking, Twitter, Facebook, calling in here at Blog Talk Radio on people's shows, calling in on other talk shows, radio talk shows. I won't. To get people working. I know how. The Work for Life show here at Blog Talk Radio. I think I've been here about 3 years now. I must admit, I don't have as many followers as I've had in the past because I know more people have gone back to work. I've helped a lot of people find work. I do job readiness. I'm good at it. I never, ever worked with a person who worked with me and that person didn't find work. I know what it takes. And so today, or this morning, necessary job search techniques to get hired in 30 days. Now, what is job search techniques? A lot of times, the first time I talk about job search techniques, I get things like hogwash and people saying things, or I can tell the way they receive it, they don't believe in it. It's like, what is it and what can it do for me? Well, I like to compare it to a lot of different things because that's what I do. I compare job search to things that I think people can relate to. So it's like making a cake. In order to make a cake, you need to have all your ingredients, to have all those ingredients in place before you start baking that cake. And if you don't have all your ingredients in place before you start baking the cake, and you have to go north, south, east, and west to get an ingredient, you're not going to get that cake made. It's just not going to happen. And especially if you're trying to do a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. Because certain items has to be into the bowl at a certain time. Certain things have to be done. And that's the way I look at job search. So, I'm going to help you with necessary job search techniques to get hired in 30 days or less. I have job search shows here. Put those shows in alphabetical order. Look at the title. Find you at least one a day for 21 days. Make that your goal, 21 days. But it won't take 21. No way close to it. If you go to work, looking for work. Because that's what job search is about. A job. You need a job. You believe you're doing all the right things. You're doing what you did the last time that you didn't have a job, back there in 2003. Well, things about job search changes decade to decade, year to year. Job searchers today think, because of the internet and the immediate contact that you can make across the street, across the nation, or even into another country, surely you can sit there at a 90 degree angle and do daily what you need to do and thinking you're doing a super great job, but you're not. Sitting at a 90-degree angle every day, and that's your total job search. If you've been unemployed more than 90 days, and you've actually been doing job search, ask yourself if you have a job. Then you don't know how to job search if you don't have a job. If you don't have a job and you've been unemployed more than 90 days, you need some help. You need a manager to help you reach your objective. That would be me. I'm B. I do 30-day readiness workshops. Just tell me what a day of job search is like, and I'll put you on someone's payroll in 30 days or less, because I'll tell you exactly what you're doing wrong. Or better yet, I'll tell you what you need to do. And I will be right, because I know what it takes to get a job, and that's what I want to talk with you about this morning. First of all, let me say, if you are an older job searcher, and job searchers are getting older these days, I must say, finding people jobs is what I've done most of my life. And the job seekers of the last decade have been older workers. Now, AARP is very good with material to help older workers. And that is a good place that I send anybody that's 50 years old, at least. That's one of the places you should be using as a resource. AARP. Go to their site. They can help. Now, necessary job search techniques to get you hired. Let me tell you another good point. I have a show, well, several shows, but this particular show, the title is 300 CEOs in my archive file. And you will find a list of 300 corporations in America that are hiring. I call job search techniques you preparing yourself physically, mentally, getting all your paperwork together, knowing what type of job you're looking for, knowing what type of job you qualify for, knowing where to look, what industries. I always suggest that you look for work by industries. If it's the medical field you're interested in, make all your jobs into the medical industry. What do I mean by medical industry? It's going to be based on the type of work you're looking for. But say that you are in administration or you are a clerk, but you've worked in the medical field before. Then look for a clerk job in the medical industries, and medical can include hospitals, clinics, doctor's office, that type of thing. But stay focused on a particular industry. It helps you feel comfortable because you're not dotting all over the place. So pick an industry and do job search in that industry. Okay? Okay, I've given you a couple of hints here already, techniques. AARP for older workers, pick an industry and look for work in that industry. To my list of 300 CEOs and get the list of businesses that agreed a year ago with Barack Obama that they would recruit and hire long-term unemployed. Use those companies. They are there. Use them. They have hired people 2014. You got to be ready, though. You got to get yourself ready. I call job search. Job search out loud. What does that mean to you? It means make sure that everybody know that you are doing job search. Do everything out loud. When you put on that job search outfit, everybody know that's where you're headed. That outfit on when you leave home. Be prepared for a job lead that somebody might give you. So you have to be ready. And these companies that I'm telling you about, they're businesses, and over 300 CEOs agreed to hire. Means that's thousands upon thousands of companies, because 300 CEOs, that's a lot of companies. And the list is there at whitehouse.gov. Get that list printed. Find the companies that's in your area. Contact those companies. And tell you about things you need to be doing in your job search. If you want to get hired in the next 30 days, you can make it happen. I'll help you make it happen. So, told you some things already. Let me give you 7 tips, and then we'll go through them. Stay positive. That's number one. Number two, there are over 25 million businesses with more than 500 employees. And there are over 25 million businesses with less than 500 employees. You only want one job. 50 million businesses only want one job. That's number two. Number one, stay positive. Number two, remember, out of 50 million businesses, you only want one job. There are all kind of businesses, newspapers, thousands of newspapers, hundreds of phone companies, trucking companies, TV stations, radio stations, whatever area, if you're in communication, transportation, medical, pharmaceutical, if you're going to be very specific about it, education, whatever area, there are jobs and jobs, companies and companies and companies. You got your government jobs, the city, county, state, federal. Lots of jobs, lots of places to seek work. Keep that in mind. You only want one job. There's government agencies, there's private industry. There's over 50 million businesses. There are agencies, government agencies all over everywhere. You only want one job. Keep that in mind. Stay positive. Remember, there are companies everywhere. Number three, I want you to find a job search checklist, and use it. Number four, you need a job search kit. Number five, you need to tell everyone that you know, that's job search out loud, that you're looking. Register with your local employment office. And number seven, join my job search workshop and get answers to your questions. You got questions, I will answer your questions. You can send me your questions to WFL@workforlife.net or send your questions to Twitter. I'm at WorkForLifeBEA. You send me your question and I will answer your question by whatever means I need to answer you. I will help you go to work in 30 days or less. So let me remind you again of those techniques, and then we're going to talk about them. Stay positive. Remember that there are over 50 million businesses and you only need one job. Find a job search checklist. You need a job search kit. Job search out loud. Tell everybody you're looking. Employment office. And join my job search workshop. Now, let me tell you this. One size job search does not fit all. You see, today's job searches have lots of competition. And today, lots of companies are doing their best to hire as few people as possible. But that's not going to stop us. You're going to get a job because you want a job. Or you need a job, whichever one. Wanting a job and needing a job are two different things. The job you want might be a little more difficult coming by it as quickly. The job you need, you can get it right away. But one size job search does not fit all. But I know how to get anybody working in 30 days or less. Now, if you're an executive level job searcher and salary is of the utmost importance, along with looking for a job search checklist, you need to find some material on negotiating a salary to be able to handle your business. So let's talk about some of these things now. Your job search checklist, when you look it up, and there are plenty of them out there, find one that fits you. Print it. Write out your job search plan using that checklist. Plan what you want to do using that checklist. You're going to end up with a daily itinerary. But you're going to have to prepare a lot of things to get yourself ready for job search. It's a mental and a physical thing. You got to take care of personal business there at home, and you got to also take care of this new job you got, which is to find a job. So you're going to do at least 30 hours a week in job search. And then based on what your responsibilities are at home, you'll be doing maybe another 20 to 30 hours a week. So your plate is going to be full, but it's not going to be for long because in less than 30 days you're going to be working. That job search kit includes a master application. You will use that master application to fill out applications when you walk in and shake someone's hand and ask for a job. So you need a master application with all of your information, and you only select information from that master application that you need to put on the application at Company A. And at Company B, your information might be somewhat different because every time you need to paint a picture of how you would look as an employee at Company A, Company B, Company C. So you don't list everything about yourself everywhere, every time. Same with your resume. You need to have resumes, plural. And your resume must fit the job that you're applying for. Every resume is not to have all of your work history and education and interests and all. No. Look at the job that you want. If there's a job announcement, look at that job announcement. If you're going strictly by the job title, go by that. Look at the job that you want and complete a resume to fit that job. Because what you're doing with that resume is you're going to tell the person who's going to be hiring, hey, look at me. I can do this job. I can do A, I can do B, I can do C. I've done A before, and I did an excellent job. I met my numbers. I exceeded my numbers, my expectations. I received an award doing this. You will take each resume and fit that resume to the job that you're applying for. You got to do that. Now, I'm talking still about your job search kit. In your job search kit, you need a master application, your resume, you need pens, you need liquid paper, thank you notes so that you can send those notes when you leave that interview or leave where you even just fill out an application. Send that thank you note. You need to have coins. You need to have extra hosiery for the ladies. So if you get a run, you can change quickly. You need a mirror, a comb. You need a map or an app for directions so that you know you can get there on time if you don't have time to go there first. You need deodorant and your business cards. If you don't have business cards, you can get some made. Go to your local employment office. They'll help you with a lot of things. That's why I say register at your local employment office and use other people's money whenever you can. Number five, tell everyone you know. Job search out loud. Tell them that you're looking for a job. Ask people for job leads. Ask them to keep an eye out for you for job opportunities. Make sure that you check back with people about job leads. Because if you're not getting job leads, you didn't make a good impression. Job search out loud. Make sure people understand that you're depending on them to help you find work. Offer them a dinner, a night out on the town once you get that job. Do whatever you take, whatever it takes. The point is you must take these job search techniques to heart so that you can get hired. And you work hard at this because this is your job. And you want a paycheck at the end of at least 40 days. Because if you go to work by day 30, you might have to wait a week or two to get that check, that first paycheck. But you can get it. So register with your local employment office. Get as much help there as you can. That's what I call using other people's money. Make copies there. Was there. If they don't have any, ask them, can they order the newspaper, the daily paper, so you can check the classifieds. And number seven, join my job search workshop, and I'll answer questions for you. You send me the questions, and I'll give you the answers. You call in with the questions, I'll give you the answers. Because I know one size job search does not fit all. I know that you need a job. And I know that I'm the person to help you get a job in 30 days or less, because that's what I do and I'm good at it. I know that looking for a job is a hard job. It's such a hard job that that's why so many people who should be working, not working. Because it's hard. It's tiring. Looking for a job. That's why I want you to join my job search workshop so that I can help you stay focused, ride you, ask you questions about what you did, where you know that more than you care about the hard time that you're having. Because looking for a job is a hard job. That's why unemployment is so high, because it's a hard job. But you can get hired. You just have to practice these things. I gave you job search techniques. I told the older workers to try AARP. I'm giving you what I know works. I have shows right here. Alphabetize those shows, archive files, and get what you need. Now, you got to realize when you're doing job search, the most important thing about job search is your attitude. Don't think you know it all. Don't have an attitude when you go into a place of business. Don't be easily offended. Have a good attitude. Tackle job search like a dog would tackle a bone. Stay at it and have a good time doing it. Be pleasant. Show yourself friendly. Remember, we read each other's thoughts. So you got to make sure that what a person is reading in you is not negative. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and don't mess with Mr. In-Between. That's the song. Make sure that you're not showing anxiety, because it could be misread. Nobody don't want anybody to think about to go postal. That's a joke. You got to make sure that your abilities fit the job that you're looking for. You got to make sure that you're doing all the right things when you're looking for a job. Your actions are important. That's where a lot of people fall off, because people don't network. People don't do a lot of things that they should be doing. The average person today stays in one place at a 90-degree angle doing job search. Do your diligence. Expect to get hired. Expect it. Stay pleasant. Meditate. Keep the faith. Keep yourself healthy. Go for the goal. Get 8 hours worth of sleep. Exercise daily, drink plenty of water, eat fruits and veggies. You'll find your whole personality is going to change. This is all about you and the necessary job search techniques to get hired in 30 days or less. And I have the shows right here, and I've given you a list of things to do. Stay positive. Remember, you only want one job, and there are over 50 million places to get it. Do a job search checklist. Do your job search kit out loud. Register with your local employment office and join my job search workshop. And I promise you, you will be working in less than 30 days. And my rule, if you get a minimum wage job because you have to, don't plan on being there more than 90 days. You don't have to tell the manager that. But if you're going to take that job, if you can't get a pay raise in 90 days, you've already been looking for another job. Job search techniques will get you hired in less than 30 days. I've done it over and over and over, thousands and thousands of times for people. Once you use my techniques, you got it covered. You won't be back. I'm Bill Leader. Thank you for listening to the Work for Life show.